Hey, everyone, it is Dave and Jeff. It is December 28th, 2023. That sounded really good.
Yeah, good band.
You know what? I could fucking completely go back and fix that, but I'm not.
You won't.
I'm not. 100%. No. I'm telling you right now. I'm not.
Otherwise, okay, nobody asked right you over. To.
Okay, I'm just saying. When the last show is going to be that way, but that's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah, that's it. All deal right. with it. You don't like it? That sounds like a 2024 problem.
Speaking of problems, I want to mention the guys over at Bright Bail Bonds, man. You run into problems on New Year's Eve. Some of you will.
Yep.
Can't get your shit together. But tell you what, that's why Fabian and Miguel are there to sit there and bail you out. Literally, Bright Bail Bonds are the people to call when you run into trouble or one of the people that you know runs into trouble. You want to get out of jail as fast as possible and let the guys at Bright Bail Bonds do their work. Again, Fabian and Miguel, they've written more than 20,000 bonds. They know what they're doing. This number is one you're going to want to keep before you leave the house on December 31st. It's 888-669-0295, 888-669-0295.
This show's all about honesty. Let me tell you something. You'll never hear Dave and Jeff bail bonds because you'd call us on New Year's Eve and the call would be like this. Yellow. Hey, man. Who the fuck is this? It's not important right now. I'm in jail. Oh, boy. You know what time it is? Coach, I've had a long day. No pun intended. What'd you do? Well, I was drinking. Okay. I'll call you back. I can't take calls. I'm in jail. Fuck. Fuck. Where are you? Las Colinas? I'll call somebody else. Shit. Lost that guy, Dave. Sorry.
I'll call somebody else.
I'll call Fabian and Miguel. Hey, they're really good. Fuck you. That'd be new to you too, asshole.
Yeah, you only get one call, asshole. You blew it.
Yeah, you're out. And I was going to call for you so I could go back to my watch and reacher. But not now. Yeah. Dave, I was just talking. What do you remember? Do you remember different New Year's Eves?
Yeah, I do. You know, I probably remember New Year's Eves more than any other like holiday. Like Christmas, of course, you remember, but I can't tell you. More than outside of like two of them.
Yeah.
Things that separated them.
I remember New Year's Eve going into Y2K.
Oh, that's funny.
Was that the crazy bar on Carlsbad with Betsy and Laura and Wendy?
Yeah.
Man, we were just waiting for the whole world to shut down. So guess what we were doing in between? We were drinking.
There you go.
Probably having pigs in a blanket or whatever they were serving. Who knows?
You checked the bank the next day to make sure your money was still there?
Yeah. Thankfully, it was all $11. But I was just telling a friend tonight, I was like, shit, man, back then you didn't have Uber. No. You didn't have Lyft.
Nope.
And you weren't taking a cab. It was $88 each way. And you had to wait for that asshole drive up from the airport. Fuck it. I'll just go for it. Man, not anymore. And it's such a dangerous night. Like,
it is.
Somebody, unfortunately, hopefully it's not anybody that's listening. Yeah. But there'll be somebody that you know that's going to make a mistake. And that's why this number is so important. 888-669-0295 for the lawyers. They can do online bonding. Man, as soon as you get in, you're going to want to get out. Fabian and Miguel do it better than anybody. And unlike Dave and Jeff bail bonds that are no longer in business, they don't judge you.
We are judgmental.
Yeah, very much. They don't give you the heavy, God, that's fine.
How could you be so responsible with a DUI? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Is your check going to clear? Huh?
Before they could even answer, you drop, huh?
Yeah, I mean, all the things that we would do wrong, Fabian and Miguel do right. That's why you need this number, 888-669-0295. Happy New Year to those guys. Love those boys.
Absolutely. Speaking of another person, Happy New Year to him and his great family, Kyle Pfluger. Kyle, again, wants to help you. Heading into 2024, let's make sure that all your computer needs are headed in the right direction. Is your business running the way it should? Make sure you call Kyle. His new company, Mithril Media, mithrilmedia.io, and a 10% discount if you mention Dave and Jeff sent you. Kyle's number is 619-500-6621, 619-500-6621.
I'm telling you, there are certain websites that you go on and they get you.
Yeah.
And the one that got me today was Shutterfly. You ever go on Shutterfly?
Dude, I haven't been on Shutterfly in years. What the hell are you doing on Shutterfly?
I was on Shutterfly because I had to make something for my son, Jack.
Okay.
So I go on, I get this done, a couple of travel mugs he wanted. So I take care of it. Really cool. Upload it. That's $30 a piece.
Yeah.
Then, Dave, you just said it. I hadn't been on Shutterfly in a long time. And I start looking, and I realize that I have a bunch of pictures that I took that I never really did anything with during COVID. And I maybe put them up on Instagram, but I'd be downtown.
Does everybody have a mask on?
No, it's at night, because downtown, all the streets are empty.
Yeah.
So I kind of went around. I was the only guy on the Coronado Bridge. I was downtown on 5th Avenue, and it was just cool because the lights were on and the streets were empty. And so I go, well, I need a 2024 calendar.
Yeah.
So I make the 2024 calendar, drop everybody's birthday in, pictures of you, all of our friends, Katie Temple's in there, right?
Yeah.
And then I go, hey, that's $30. So I just ordered two travel mugs, 31 a pop. Now I order my calendar, $30. Hey, do you want Prince? I go, not Prince the singer, like you want Prince. I go, you know what? Yeah, I probably should, because I'll change phones and I'll lose these. It'd be kind of fun to have them in a photo album, because there's pictures of Jack and Kate, other things. I go, yeah, that's only 14. So I go, all right, that's 30, 30, 30, another 14. And then I go, you know who liked these pictures I would send them to is Joe Carlo. I go, you know what? Fuck it. I'll make a second calendar. I'll take the birthdays off. She doesn't need to know everybody's birthday, but I'll do it. So I order that one. That's another $30.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good. And then I go, huh?
Who else? What about your mom?
No.
Jesus.
And I realized Joe lives in Canada.
Yes.
They don't give a fuck about 4th of July. No. Yeah, that's weird.
You don't just give it to her just to give her a good laugh?
I go, I've got all American holidays on here. That's great. So let me go through.
Find Canadian Thanksgiving.
Canadian Thanksgiving's on there. Jesus Boxing Christ. Day.
Boxing Day.
Here's another $30. The point of this being is that before I even knew what I was doing, I was out about $160.
Okay.
There's no reason why your website can't generate that same kind of reaction. Just don't give me the address. God dang. But your website should be doing that, because people should be going there and finding things they like and ordering, and then maybe ordering something else. And if it's not doing it, Kyle can help you with content and creative, not to mention media and marketing, everything else. It's mithrilmedia.io. Tell them Dave and Jeff sent you.
There you go. When you look back at New Year's Eve days, any of them in particular stand out?
That one I have a picture of. I really, that's one of my favorites, because I have a picture. Laura, we've been friends since 10th grade. Wendy and Betsy, gosh, I mean, that was 99. We'd been friends at that point for probably 10 years. It's just the four of us. And each one of those three is an absolute smoke show. And it's just me, like, completely out of place with three of my favorite people. And so I sent it to them today, to each of them, just saying, God damn, this has been a long time. You three look great. And, but that was the one, just remembering like, dude, is everything going to shut down?
Yeah. Dude, I remember Thanksgiving that year, sitting at the table with my wife's family and my sister-in-law telling all of us, take our money out of the bank. And I just staring at her like, you're a dope.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious to know if she did, but she was panicking for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, and so we're at Crazy Burro. If anybody knows, it's Carlsbad, El Camino and Alga. They were right there. And Laura and I lived a mile and a half from there. And I remember, Dave, she worked at the Vons. You and I were at KFMB. Yeah. And I don't think we took it. We weren't like Alex Jones. We weren't in panic mode.
No.
But I do remember, like, she and I saying, like, all right. I mean, we didn't have a huge place. We didn't have a huge freezer or anything. But I remember, like, certain things we just stocked up on. For her, it was probably Bud Light and Mountain Dew. And but I remember we weren't sure where the system's going to work, everything. And then midnight hit and we were like, nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
Yeah. And then we're like, fuck it, let's drink again. Friend of mine, our friend Catherine Reed, who is a proud patron of Mithril Media, she texted me and said, hey, come up to LA. We're doing this thing. They're doing, it was $30. And her and a couple of our friends are doing a pub crawl through Hollywood. But each place you go, they offer kind of like a different thing. And man, it looked really, really fun.
Yeah.
And I got plans on the first. I'm going to miss the second game because Jack and I are at Monday Night Raw. I completely forgot.
Josh got tickets today for to see Alabama, Michigan.
No way. How much? Yeah.
He has connections on the team, and they hooked him up today.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What time are you going up there?
I'm not going.
Ah, yeah.
He invited me. He's standing right next to me. He invited me.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Why aren't you going?
He's going with his fiance and a bunch of his friends.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, he didn't need you there. He didn't need you there.
He invited me. No, he 100% did. But, man, I'm so superstitious. Man, I'll stay right here.
Just stay here.
That's it.
I'm glad he's in.
Yeah, he's looking forward to it.
Is he wearing a gamer?
And so, nah, he'll never wear a game jersey. He won't do that. I got two of them here. He won't do that.
No. But
I bet he won't even wear his ring.
Tomorrow night, he should be up there. My dad was sending me, you know, Lowry's, the prime rib restaurant.
Yeah, that's always their deal.
Tonight, Michigan was there.
Okay.
And Alabama's there tomorrow night. Always been kind of a cool thing. But, good. I'm glad he's going. That game's at 1 o'clock, right?
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
Shit.
How much are you going to miss?
Dude, probably the end.
It's the best looking game going. I mean, the field always looks great. Got the big rose right in the middle of the field. The grass looks great. You have the San Gabriel Mountains, right? I mean, and then the sun sets, you finish in the dark.
Now, the only thing I'll say is I bought these tickets 2 months ago. Jack loves WWE.
Yeah.
I bought it 2 months ago. We didn't have any idea, right? Yeah. We didn't know if it was going to be Oregon State and Indiana in the Rose Bowl. I had no idea. Wasn't thinking that far out ahead. And so I bought them.
Hell, I would have told Alabama's not going to make it.
Right. You know? No, but I mean, I wasn't thinking Alabama Rose Bowl. It's not the first thing you think. And so I bought it. And then all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, I was like, shit.
Yeah.
So it's all right. We'll go. Hey, Dave, I want to do this real quick. I just want to mention our friend Anthony. Anthony was here for our 25th anniversary show. Been a really good friend. Came out to, I think, the majority of the Jamaica lacrosse games.
Yeah.
Supported all of that.
Dude, man, he used to play on my baseball team when I think he was like 10 years old.
He's a big supporter of the show. Great loves guy. The podcast. And I don't know if you saw it tonight.
No.
But he posted that his pup Murray passed away.
Oh, no.
And, dude, it's always tough. You and I are such dog guys. Yep. I mean, we've been through it. Dogs, cats. But dude, look at Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
It's a perfect name for that dog.
What a cool pup, right? And so, Anthony, we just want to send our best to you, buddy. We wanted to let you know we're thinking about you. And I'm sorry. I know, Dave, you feel the same way. I feel bad we didn't get the chance to meet Murray, but you could tell immediately, great looking pup. So, when I see those kind of things, I always like the people listening to know that we're thinking about him. And I also wanted to say hi to Nathan in Carlsbad. Nathan is the cousin of my man, Jason Hernandez, from my team. And Jay Hernandez came in the other day, goes, hey, my cousin Nathan listens to you all the time. He loves it.
That's cool.
I go, oh, man, no kidding. And when people do, it means a lot. I know you feel the same way. So, Nathan, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. Your cousin, Jason, has a Dave and Jeff t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it right here because Jason's a Carlsbad Lancer. And those guys, hey, I'm going to give it to him. Who knows what happens, Dave, if he trades it for, you know, what kind? Bubblegum flavored vape? So, Nathan, he's got it. If he ends up getting it to you, hey, 50-50. Could change it out for that pizza place gift card, but at least the shirt's going to him. We got to order more.
Yeah, well, we do. We have to order more. No, it's funny. It's a great logo. I love the logo. It's timeless, and at the same time, I'm just happy we haven't gotten a cease and desist from Jack Daniels. So that's good to know. Hey, speaking of vaping, yesterday, and I'm not a big drinker. I'm not a pot smoker or anything like that. But my nephew at Thanksgiving gave me edibles.
And
they've been sitting in the drawer forever. I haven't touched them.
Go get some.
And so, dude, never again. So yesterday, I'm like, hey, I don't have a show today. It was one of the few times I don't have a show. Like today, this is my second show of the day. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to try one of these edibles. Just sitting right here.
What time?
Around 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And so I pop one in and tastes like candy. And I said to Josh, what do you think? And he goes, dude, you're a big guy. You need two.
Oh, fuck.
So I fire in a second one, right back to back.
Oh, boy.
And all I know is the only thing I have left the rest of the day is my buddy Matt, you know, big boxing guy, used to call all the time, lives in Ohio, and he sends me a text, and anyone who considers himself a good friend, I know that you would do the same thing, but I get that message, hey, you know, we haven't talked in a long time. Are you avoiding my calls? And I was like, no, dude, of course I'm not. He goes, I'm going to give you a call Wednesday night. I go ahead and call me. So he calls, phone rings, and dude, I don't feel shit at this
point. Oh, boy.
About 10 minutes in, man, I completely am like, what the fuck is going on? And then I'm literally in this room we're at right now, yeah. And I'm standing over there by the refrigerator, and my phone's over here. I have the earbuds in, and I'm talking to him about, he asked me about my health, and I was telling him about my ruptured bicep. Yeah. And dude, all of a sudden, I forget what I'm saying and who the fuck I'm even talking to.
Yeah.
In the middle of the story, I have no idea who I'm even on the phone with. I had to walk over and find my phone and look at his name. Didn't ask him? Who is this?
That should have
done. I've only been talking for 35 minutes. And I was like, who the fuck am I talking to? It was crazy. I had to look at my phone and go, all right, I'm telling a story about, like, I felt like I was in the biggest fog. And then I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck I'm telling this story to. And I had to walk over and look at my phone. And I didn't want to tell him what the fuck I was doing because he fucking would have been pissed. And so, I finally get off the phone going, this isn't good at all. I better hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Get off the phone, man, and everything's spinning.
That's what I was just going to ask. Is it like vertigo? You flying?
It was terrible. Oh, it was fucking terrible,
man. Did you yell at Josh?
Yeah.
That enabler?
He knew fucking when he said take two. And so
what's Rita doing?
Pissed. Like, look at you. You're a fucking mess. And then she goes, just sit on the couch and write it out. And I sit on the couch and he goes, hey, I'm leaving. Do you need anything? And I go, how about some water? He goes, got the cotton mouth. And I go, yeah, I'm thirsty as fuck. And he fucking throws me a bottle of water. He goes, there's no way you're even going to catch this shit. I caught it. It guns that thing at me. I can't catch the bottle of water. And I'm drinking water like crazy. This lasted for about 8 hours.
Yeah.
It was a fucking nightmare. Never again, dude, will I do that.
Dude, I told you, it wasn't an edible. And you and I have friends. They hit it hard. One and a quarter.
Do it every day. People do it every day.
Wow.
I don't know how.
I told you I had that oil that managed anxiety, but it had none of the whatever, the weed the shit in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I ran out of that, so I didn't want to ask the friend. I'm like, I don't need a chaperone. I got this. And so I went to that place down by the sports arena. And I was like, hey, I just need the one for anxiety, chill out, the whole thing. They go, oh, yeah, okay. Do you want this one here? And I go, yeah. That's the one. Man, Dave, you go and you put it under your tongue.
Yeah.
And you hold it like, and then I woke up. Oh, fuck. Like you said, you're spinning. I go, oh, boy. Yeah. So then I text a friend of mine.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? I didn't need a goddamn chaperone. Well, you clearly do. You goddamn druggie. Yeah, I was wasted.
Dude, a mutual friend of ours, and keep his name out of it because the people in San Diego know who he is, was at a friend of mine's house down the street drinking till 4 in the morning on Christmas Eve, which turned into Christmas Day. And he turns to the guy whose house it is. He goes, hey, what time is it? And he goes, dude, it's 4 in the fucking morning. They're in the backyard. And he just looks at him and goes, I got to go. And he just runs to the fence, hops the fence. And like ran a full
Nehemiah?
Yeah, ran a full 45 minutes home.
Damn.
I'm like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
What's going on? Remind me after the show. I'll tell you who it was.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
I want to know.
Funny as fuck, dude. He just ran home. I've never drank and thought I could start running.
When you look back at 2023, is there a highlight and a low light for you?
Oh, that's funny to say.
Across the board.
That's funny to say that. I don't know. I got to think about it. I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the highlight is really, I mean, it's cliche, but I think the people we care the most about are healthy, came out of it well. I do think one of the things we will look back on, and it will be remembered, is the 23 Padre year is going to be infamous.
It is.
For
people think more and more about it. If you're honest with yourself, it will be.
Yeah, and we had done a show not long before Christmas, and we kind of went through what's going to happen to the salaries and everything else. And the thing that I didn't point out on that show is, as we looked at 25 and we looked at, ahead to 27, I mean, you kind of feel like it goes without saying, but it probably should have been said that night. When you get to 2027 and it jumps from 140 to 200, I didn't mention the fact that all of the players on that roster, we had 3 years, three birthdays go. Machado, Bogarts, Darvish, Musgrove, all of them 3 years older than they are tonight. Fernando, probably not as big an impact, but the Cronenworth. And but just I heard part of that last night. And I think the other thing that we talked about on that show, I just heard part of it. It was one of the things that I wish we had said. We had pointed out that a lot of teams, the Twins, the Angels, handful of other teams had not made a lot of moves. The difference between us and them is, frankly, they didn't have an owner pass away. Their ownership group is still stable. Whether they have a TV contract like the Twins or not, the Twins don't have a deal. They're in the same boat as the Pods, but it's the same ownership group. You know who they are. You know what they've done. We still don't really know who's pulling the strings and what the thoughts are. And I think that's a huge thing that comes in. And we still, dude, as much as I like Dennis Lynn and I like Kevin Acey, it's like, fuck, guys, there's one story to write. Get these guys and say, what are we doing? And call them today and then call them tonight and call them tomorrow and then call them tomorrow night. I don't get this mindset for these guys that it's just, hey, lay back and go golfing. We'll go to the Dominican and talk to Fernando. Dude, I love Fernando. I couldn't give less of a fuck right now about hearing Fernando saying 25 is going to be different. Is that right, doctor? You don't say, because you're not rehabbing and everybody retweets that story. Oh my God. Look at Fernando. What the fuck?
Don't buy that.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I didn't have four surgeries this off season. So I'm excited. My dad told me it was an okay year. Really? Goddamn Pulitzer. Hey, dude, get the fucking guys that own it and get them on the record and have them say to your fan base, this is how you're going to see the games and this is what we're going to do. Because like I said, there's a lot of you that hear something and then reposition it as your own thought when all of us look at it and go, yeah, we read the same thing, needle dick. You weren't the one who wrote it. You know, they're just resetting the CBT. Who the fuck are you? What are you saying? Shut up. Go back to Wetzel's Pretzels or wherever you work. We'll let you know when we need a lemonade. We don't need anything else. Get these. Where are the TV games? How are we going to see them? Well, there'll be an announcement coming. Cool, I'm going to call you again tomorrow. And what are you going to tell people about the financial plan? What is your goal right now? What's Preller? Are you in the market for outfielders, or is your goal right now to go with guys that played at Double A? And I get it. Shit can change every day, but get them on the record. They have not. When's the last time Acey wrote anything about this team?
Nothing important. Nothing important at all. It's a fair question. This is where the blame as far as San Diego media being soft is. It is. They don't give you what you want. You have access to the team. You don't hold their feet to the fire. You know, a year ago at this time, everybody's excited. New players are coming in. I mean, you're holding crazy rallies where you're claiming you're going to win seven World Series in a row and just bullshit.
When's FanFest? That's going to be a fun day. When's the garage sale?
I mean, things couldn't be sadder for that organization after a really disappointing year. And then on top, Peter passes away, the biggest Padre fan going. And so now I think a lot of fans are worried going, okay, what is the direction? And you haven't heard anything from really anybody that matters over there.
Tim Hill got $1.5 million today in Chicago. Would you have signed him for $1.5 million?
He's a lefty. I would have. As a lefty, I probably would have.
$1.5 million, you got nothing. Now, I don't know if he would have come back here for $1 million.
I mean, if I would have signed him if I was the Pods? No, I don't. No, I would not. I thought you meant if does Tim Hill belong in Major League Baseball? I said, yeah, he does.
No, but I mean, for the Pods right now, guy that you've had, he's been pretty reliable, injured last year, you wouldn't bring him back for $1.5 million?
I think they're fine with what they have. I think the guy that's going to take over that role is the Japanese player they just signed.
I got it, but I mean, you can You know, can use another lefty out there.
You know what? The way I look at it is, I imagine Niebla told you what he thought of him.
No, that could
be. If Niebla said that, hey, we need this guy back, he's back. Niebla's like, dude, he's not getting any better.
I've said this for months.
Yeah.
It hasn't not happened, but it also hasn't happened. You still see my idea that Profar and Myers come back here.
I think Profar probably does. Myers, I don't. I think Myers is done with baseball. I don't.
Altogether.
Yeah, I just don't think he gets signed. I'm sorry. I think people saw Myers with his half-ass effort.
Yeah,
it ran
stale. Cincinnati.
Yeah, it ran stale. And I'll be honest with you, everyone loves Profar. I don't know why you guys do. He's not worth it. I'm telling you, going another direction. I mean, the story today that came out about JD Martinez, you know, as far as the DH to the Angels or to the Mets, and I'm telling you, the fucking JD Martinez is really good. I watched every single game last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a guy that's going to hit 35 home runs. He comes through in the clutch, big RBI guy.
What's he going to get?
I bet he gets like $12 million.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he got from the Dodgers last year. Was 12. Remember a few years ago, I kept saying the guy that the Padres should sign, and be honest with you, I was hoping the Dodgers would too, was Kyle Schwarber. When he signed for $10 million with the Nationals, when nobody wanted him, now everybody would love to have a Kyle Schwarber on their team.
Dude, what are they going to do with Cronenworth?
That's the biggest problem, man. It's every time you see Cronenworth, you should get upset if you're a Padre fan. You know he's overpaid and he doesn't produce.
Yeah.
And that's the really a sad thing with that organization right now. It's disappointing. A couple things. The organization, I think, made a lot of big mistakes. The raising the prices and then not doing anything through free agency when you knew you weren't. The fact Manny's not going to be a fully 100% till, you know, late May is frustrating. That's not Manny's fault, but at the same time, you don't have your third base. It means you move Ha-Seong Kim probably over there. So maybe Cronenworth goes back to second. So who's your first baseman? I mean, if they went and signed Reese Hoskins today, would you feel better?
Yeah. Honestly, Dave, at this point, starting pitcher, I mean, and maybe it's after the start of the year.
Yeah, but I mean, you're watching the team up the road just fucking take from the top of the list. It's
well, yeah, it's kind of different, though, but nobody, I can't.
I mean, it's not a play. I don't care who they sign at this point. This is not a playoff team.
Dude, they haven't closed. They got to go find some things. But I think the feeling is that the market's going to start moving a little bit.
I agree.
And we'll see. I was talking about.
I mean, how many players do you think they need?
Well, I think they're going to sign probably four. Yeah, but who those four are and what positions they are.
That's what I'm saying. Two starting pitchers and two outfielders? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, you got a center fielder, left fielder, probably a first baseman, and then, shit, it might be five.
And more rumors that Tatis is moving to center. And then you're going, was that just the fans saying that? Or is that really what the pot? Because you don't hear anything.
No. Schilt still doesn't have a coaching staff. Who's the third base coach?
Yeah.
Glenn Hoffman coming back?
Everybody just gets thrown at home because there's no third base coach.
Yeah.
Do it yourself, Schilt.
Yeah. Sweeney? Does he go down there?
Just for home games because he won't travel?
Dude, probably. I don't know. I mean, it's frustrating to me because I subscribe to The Athletic. Yeah. I subscribe to the UT. And there's literally zero coverage.
Yeah.
Zero. And, dude, it's such a fail by the pods. That I look... Amazing job by USC last night. USC and credit to the guys at Petco Park. I thought Petco Park looked great.
Did a great job, especially compared to last year when the field fell apart.
We got friends on that ground screw. Yeah. They crushed it, they man. Did. Looked great. And for USC, after everything they've been through to beat a 10-win Louisville team, it's been good. Great win.
Yeah.
And great start to an interesting offseason for the Trojans. But for me, man, like watching USC playing at Petco, I flash back to Pete Carroll. And I know Pete was so unique, but people that remember, Dave and I were lucky enough, we had those games at KFMB, so we could go up there in the early days. Man, you were invited to come in.
Yep.
You could just go in. It's when, remember, they were throwing dummies off the roof, and Snoop was out there, and Will Ferrell was out there all the time, and it was a party. And they couldn't care less what you saw, who you saw. If you were there, you were a guest. Yep. Welcome to the party. And now USC's a joke with Lincoln Riley and every other team, but the pods have fallen into that too. And to me, one of the biggest mistakes they have made is this need to feel like they need to shut everything down when they don't have any goddamn reason to be that way. Stop acting like you're Manchester United. Stop acting like you're the Yankees. You're not shit. I hate to tell you, because I love you, but you ain't jack shit. So lose the arrogance.
Do you think they aren't saying anything because really the cupboard is bare?
No, I think they're not saying anything because I think they're arrogant as fuck. What do you mean, oh boy?
Well, that's a shame because that's you haven't won jack shit, like you said. You don't have a trophy case.
Dude, like this town loves you. Stop acting like you're something high and mighty. You're nothing. You fell right on your fucking dick last year. Sorry. And this should be the time when you're out and people are concerned because of Peter's passing and they're wondering, like, where are we going?
Yeah.
Like, are we facing another Tom Warner, another Jeff Morad? Are we, even without his leadership, still going to feel like it's a Peter-owned team because we're protecting his legacy, meaning the ownership group? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
And this... Dude, I'm telling you, they are quickly becoming the Chargers. They are quickly becoming the Chargers. And the attitude of arrogant and ignorant is no way to run an operation. And Dave, we don't owe them shit. I don't. It's funny to me because 760 takes runs at them, but then they protect the Aztecs. 97.3 takes runs at the Aztecs, but then they protect the Padres. Oh, that's not, you know. And I get it. 97.3 was critical at times. I didn't hear too much criticism of the Aztecs from 760.
Never.
But I get it. We don't owe anything to any of those fuckers. I buy tickets. I buy merchandise. My kid loves your team. But, dude, you gotta give us some indication that everything's going to be okay. This idea that you're just going to hide your head in the sand like you did with the charity thing, the Chula Vista North and the Delaware North, or Chula Vista Fast Pitch and Delaware North. Fucking embarrassing. Been a terrible, terrible 23 for the Padres. Every negative box that team could check, they've checked.
Yeah, and the fans did their part. You set records. You set records for fans that supported your team.
No wonder Don's always crying about Boston.
No wonder he's always crying.
That was a huge negative too.
Oh my gosh, that's too damn funny. You know, I'm kind of wondering, like the Dodgers moved at a really fast pace, right? They got three big names, and yet there are still big names out there that still haven't signed. Like Jordan Montgomery hasn't signed, Blake Snell hasn't signed, Josh Hader hasn't signed. After the first of the year, when does Boris start saying, hey, you know what, we'll start talking now? Because I always feel like Boris runs a big portion of Major League Baseball.
If I'm running a team, I kind of want to start filling in the blanks, but
I would too.
I get that it's a little bit of a game of chicken.
Yeah, because as a player, you're freaking out too. That, hey, 2024 is there and I don't have a team.
Yeah, I'm 11-11 and my ERA is 3.8. Yeah. My WHIP's 1.68. I want $27 million. Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you. Good luck if you can get it, but I'll wait it out until February 1st. And if you're still out there, then I'm going to tell you, yeah, we'll give you $9 million. And we'll do the buyout, right? And you'll have the opt-out because that's the cool thing to do. And we'll give you that opportunity to go. And we'll stay within our desired budget. We're not going to go for you. And maybe these guys, I don't know. I've never negotiated with a free agent. But if I'm Snell right now, man, it doesn't feel like there's a crazy amount of interest in Snell. Really, all you need are two teams. It's like we said with Soto. Get two teams to bid against each other, and you're fine.
Yep.
Hader, talk about getting more than $102 million. Fuck, man. Would you give that guy that after seeing what we saw?
That was crazy. It was so weird that was one of the games I was at that game in San Francisco, and we're like, oh, Hader's coming in. No, he's not.
But is he different after he gets his contract?
He says he's going to be. Like, he's been vocal about that. That once I get paid and I start making real money, I will be a different player. Now, I don't know. Again, watching the postseason, you're going, it's going to be a race between the Rangers and the Phillies to grab Hader.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're thinking? I mean, Josh Spores was on the mound at the end of the game for the Rangers.
Dude, I could see him going to the Giants. Some of these teams that are just trying to make a move.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the Dodgers are supposed to get in Class A, so haters should be out of that talk.
Well, your guy said that, but he said that trade was going yesterday, and it didn't happen. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird that when Yamamoto was introduced the other day, Andrew Friedman wasn't there. So it made you think, well, he's working on a deal. So you're thinking they're about to pull some off. But I put the Dodgers and the Yankees in a different class, meaning that, you know, the money obviously is a little bit different, and the Yankees are just trying to do something because they haven't done anything in 14 years. And for the Dodgers, it's been the craziest offseason of all time, the what they've done. So you're right. You can, just going back to what you said at the beginning, you can't really compare your team to the Dodgers, even though you're inside that division.
Yeah,
I look at some of the other teams in Major League Baseball and their fan bases going, how upset are they? Like, if I was a Mariners fan, because they were called out by their own players.
What about a Mets fan?
Well, just going by the Mariners. You're saying, here's a team that's loaded, right? Mm-hmm. Was right there, and their players call them out. You guys didn't do shit at the deadline for us. You fucked us over. Well, Mitch Garver right now is their big signing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're like, if you're a Rangers fan, like, how's Blake Snell not here? How's so-and-so not here?
Yeah.
You got to be a little bit pissed because Mariner fans do support that team. At the same time, if you're looking at the Houston Astros, who are always in the World Series, the Astros don't go spending money. Mattress Mack isn't helping out, I guess, because they never do anything crazy either. So I don't know what the exact direction is. If you take the Yankees and Dodgers out, is it moving slow for most people?
Yeah, I mean, I just said the Mets haven't done anything.
Yeah, well, I think the Mets are taking a year off.
Dude, how do you sell that?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is I think the Mets are totally just in the rebuild mode.
And going for Soto next year?
I think they can go for Soto and a couple other guys, you'll see. But I think the Mets are saying, we're taking this year off.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be Senga, and they're going to probably trade Pete Alonso, and you're just going, fuck, that's all we got.
Man, I don't know, man.
It just looks that's what Steve Cohen's doing.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have Steve Cohen's money. They have media money.
Yeah.
I don't know how you sell that to the fan base.
Oh, they aren't happy. I follow a lot of Met shit. They're furious.
Yeah.
People cussing like crazy at Yamamoto. Fuck you, Yamamoto. Thanks for wasting Steve's time. Like, you're friends with Steve?
Yeah. He had nothing better to do than order that dinner.
Does it upset you, by the way, when you find out these guys talk to Darvish? And Darvish was like, hey, just go somewhere where you're going to feel wanted. Like,
I have no idea what Darvish said.
He told the guy on the Cubs, go to Chicago, when he was trying to figure out where the hell he's going.
Yeah, Jesus. I have no idea.
He told Yamamoto, just go somewhere you feel wanted.
Yeah. He should have told you that. Where would you have gone?
Dude, anywhere but here.
Yeah, you'd have been
Christmas out. Was the ultimate worst day on social media for me.
Yeah.
People just went nuts on Christmas. Just woke up and a million fuck yous and rotten hells.
Dude, I'm telling you, the social media this last week, I'll say this too.
Yes.
It was a very, very important announcement.
I don't have any music.
Dave and I are not the Dan Rather of the Coach Quintero story, okay?
Nor do we want to be.
No.
Fuck.
Everybody sends, well, here's my speculation. Mute.
People don't even say my speculation. They just say it like it's fact.
Yeah. Look, John will come in at some point.
Yeah.
And we'll ask him. But look, man, it moves on. That's a sad thing for John. It's a 24-hour news cycle.
It is.
People move on. And then how about Coach spitting in the face, though, of 97-3 last night, the home of Navy football, showed up at the Holiday Bowl wearing an Army hoodie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I tell you what, in Navy town, typical Tory guy. Typical Tory guy.
Is he looking to fight?
Dude, does he know where his bread's buttered?
It's not here anymore.
Not here. Have fun at West Point.
Walked in wearing an Army sweater.
I said, oh, boy. That's a direct shot at you, Adam Klug.
Oh, my gosh.
He's coming right at it's not a direct shot. I just was like, look at this guy. But, no, I mean.
That's funny, man.
His story made it to the New York Post.
I saw that. You were quick to point it out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll provide the information that I see that's viable.
Yep.
They're getting smoked, but
you're right though. It's a 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah. All moves on.
It'll last for a week and then it'll be over.
If the pods make any kind of move between now and Tuesday, when the shows go back on the air, it'll all be forgotten.
That's it. It'll all be forgotten.
I'll tell you this, and sorry to John, but this one I'll always remember.
I know what you're going to say, and you're right.
I'm at KFMB, and they got rid of Hudson and Bauer. Hudson and Bauer got fired.
Yeah.
Man, they had been there forever.
Yeah.
And I come in about 11 o'clock, and I go see management. I go, hey, how you doing? Yeah, we're all right. I go, what's it been like? Did you have a hard time driving through all the protesters? They go, oh, shit. And you're like, yeah, man, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, you have literally, they were like the most popular show for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
And fuck, there are no protesters.
Yeah. Did you have a hard time driving through all the protesters getting in? I was like, fuck. Wow.
That's how it goes, man. I mean, it's just the way it goes.
So he'll be fine. His family's healthy. He'll be all right.
I felt bad when he said he wasn't done, because the fact he says he's not done means he wants to work somewhere in San Diego, because he's not moving. I mean, his grandkids.
Yeah.
He's not moving.
I don't know.
He stands up like Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not going anywhere.
Where does he do it? In the press box last night?
That's it.
Yelling at Bill the Usher? Looking. Yelling at Biff Dolman. I'm not leaving.
Like, they just start screaming like he has Tourette's. Everyone's like, what the fuck's up with this guy?
Do you hear me, Joe Namon? I'm not going anywhere. Okay, coach. Just every random person, none of you know. It's only for the people that have been in that box. Phil Gorn, look me in the eye. I ain't leaving. You hear me? Jimmy Charvette? Do I look like a guy lying?
I don't think Jimmy Charvette's been there in 15 years.
I'm not leaving, Charvette.
Joe Namon is the best one.
Bob Wolf, you still got that black glove on? I'm not leaving. You... Maffey, you're leaving. Not me, baby.
Oh, shit.
You remember Bob Wolf? Of course.
This is so inside. It's so fucking funny to me. No one has any idea what the fuck you're saying unless you're...
Bill Zavodzotsky. Did I get that right? Don't matter. I ain't leaving. Dennis Smythe.
Dennis left like a 94. Bubble's dead, isn't he? Fuck.
Roger Riley. I'm not leaving.
I saw Roger Riley on MLB Network.
He did?
Hanging up jerseys for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Luis Garcia.
Oh, my God, dude. That's good.
I'm not leaving.
Dude, oh, my God. Glenn Geffner's dying laughing right now.
Sean, who went to work for the Dodgers. Can't remember your... Sean Rashow.
There you go. You got it.
I'm not leaving. David Neville. Right? Robin Walters. I'm not leaving.
That's good. Damn, man. Look at you.
I'm drowning.
You didn't say John Dever? You didn't
John hear Dever! JD! Oh, fuck. JD's like, you're leaving.
Yeah, he would say that. Get by the back of the shirt and just push him in the elevator. You get the fuck out now.
That credential. Luis Garcia would be the guy taking his credential. That's Johnny Depp and Gaff, how'd I forget them? Shit. That's it. Mike Swanson. Bill Beck. Did you ever know Bill Beck?
I didn't know Bill Beck.
You knew Swanee.
Yes.
Bill Beck was Trader Jack's guy.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, that's about enough.
Dick Dent.
Dick Dent. Ken Levine.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
Oh, fuck.
Mark Neely, you're leaving. You ride with Proctor.
Oh, shit.
All right, not funny.
God dang. That was the funniest inside joke right there of all time.
Every guy, that's fuck. It, right?
Dude, that was good. Damn. Bob Wolf. Fuck.
Bob Wolf was the man, dude.
Jeez. That is funny as shit.
Damn. Brian Golden, I see you. Your helmet. Your Louisville helmet.
Oh, man.
Well, fuck. You had to be in that press box. Yeah.
Dude, guarantee he was there yesterday. Brian Golden was there. Guarantee it.
Dude, Dave and I survived after half the maniacs we talked to on a... Bill Center!
I guarantee you talked to Bill yesterday. Told a story to Bill.
Kirk Kenny?
Who's that next to Coach yesterday? Maeve?
Teddy Mendenhall.
Oh, Teddy Mendenhall did sit with Coach. I saw the picture.
Teddy's there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love how you call out Dr. Feelgood, too. That was a good one. Fuck.
So, looking ahead... We're back here Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, Tuesday.
All right.
Absolutely. We're back on Tuesday. Where are you going to see? Where's the wrestling thing at? Which venue?
At Pechanga Arena. Be fun. Monday Night Raw.
There you go.
Those kind of things. Quick question before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in Catalina?
Never.
You've never been to Catalina?
Josh tells me to go all the time. I've never been.
Dude, I'm taking, I think we're doing it because we were going to go to Peoria for spring break.
Yeah.
But the pods are gone. I told you. They leave like March 15th for Seoul, South Korea. And so I think we're going to go out and stay overnight in Catalina.
Oh, that's cool.
And rent golf carts. You can go up. I mean, dude, you can go up and see Buffalo. All kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah. But Catalina Water Mixer.
Goddamn right. But it's really fun. You got to go to Long Beach. You used to be able to go out of Oceanside.
Is that right?
Yeah, you got to go out of Long Beach now. But I've never stayed overnight out there.
Okay.
And there's kind of, you come in, you dock in Avalon, and then, but there's kind of like one main street. It's got a couple of restaurants and like a sports bar. And I was just thinking, I go, dude, it might be kind of fun to just go hang out and walk around. It'd be like, how many people are actually there at night? Because the 6 o'clock boat leaves. And 90% of the people that were here 3 hours ago are now gone, and you got pretty much the run of the place. So, yeah, I think that's what we're going to do.
Going with RJ?
Who?
Robert Wagner?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to figure that. I'm going to solve that. I didn't know if you meant RG.
No, no, no.
Who used to work at Channel 4. I'd be like, hey, what do you know that I don't know? Randy Jones.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm up for it. We'll go. Run a golf cart? You see me and RJ.
I could.
That would be so great. I love that maniac. I told a friend of mine who's an investigative reporter who was just out there last week. I told her, I go, you know, that's where Natalie Wood died. She goes, really? Okay, now, this is the way I remember it.
Okay.
The way I remember it is that they're out at Catalina. They have a boat. Yeah. Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken's there. Now, was it around this time?
Yes, it was.
Because they're
around Thanksgiving.
They're drinking on the boat.
Yes.
Argument starts between Robert Wagner and Walken, right? Was the story?
Walken just did a movie with her and I guess accused her of having sex with him.
RJ said they hooked up.
That's the story.
Dude, Natalie Wood was so hot.
She was.
Celebrity pool tonight.
Yes.
In memory. So they're arguing, drinking.
Yep.
And the theory was that she went back to get on the little boat, the dinghy, and was going to go to shore. But then other people say that she was terrified of the water. She wouldn't do it. And somehow she fell off and she drowned.
100%. She told everybody her entire life that she thought she was going to drown and die. That she was terrified of the water.
Wow.
Yep.
And she was
a little girl. She told that story.
And she was in a parka.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell she was wearing.
Yeah. But I remember that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a crazy one. I'm going to look tonight to see.
That's a crazy one. And if you and I were just you and I. we're going to jail. Like Robert Wagner got off because he's Wagner.
Well, we don't know what they did though. I mean, we don't know for sure. I'm going to see.
But all of a sudden you're seeing fighting, screaming at her. Next thing she's missing, you know, she drowned.
Yeah.
He's sitting in his cabin. Like nothing happened.
So I started a new gym. Like I don't own it. I just go to it. I won't promote them because they don't pay a shit. But, so I was there last night. Yeah. It was great. And, you know, your playlist goes through on Spotify. You're done. When do you get like the best of 23? Like when does that come through?
I don't know.
You don't have Spotify?
I have Apple Music.
And so I went to podcast. So I was there.
That's what I do now. I just listen to a shitload of podcasts.
Yeah. So I was going through Chris Jericho. The mysterious death of Natalie Wood. Okay. Oh, that's the one.
There you go.
See, 40 years. Oh, Dave, check this out. Okay.
How long is it?
34 minutes, unexplained mystery. 40 years later. And then there's Natalie Wood, true crime. And then the mysterious death of Natalie Wood. Like, I like all this shit.
Yeah, me too.
Who's Natalie Wood? I know who she is. She's goddamn hot. A rebellious teen, a match made in hot. I don't need all this bullshit. Like, we get to it. The night of episode 7. Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
The night before. Maybe I got to go back here. The Devil You Know. They're all like 20 minutes. So I think I'm going to check it out starting at like episode 5.
Okay.
The night before, the cover up, Beverly Hills, new evidence, a person of interest. Justice for Natalie, the red jacket. See?
Yep.
All right. Well, I don't know, dude. I wish we knew somebody that covered stories like that, that could talk about that. Because we come in and talk pods or do whatever. But every now and then, just to do one a little bit different, right?
That would be cool. That one would be, I'm into the whole.
All right. I'll see if I can find somebody. If I can find one of these people that covered it. Yeah,
throw it on.
Because there's a few of them, I was saying, because this friend of mine lives in Silver Lake. And I was telling her, like when Jack and Cade were like 7 and 8, instead of taking them to Disneyland.
I can make it sound like Disneyland's a terrible thing for a 7 to 8 year old.
So goddamn expensive.
It is.
I took them to the motel where Janis Joplin died. We went to Marvin Gaye's house. We went to the Menendez. We were there. We were where Bugsy Siegel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lana Turner, like
7 and 8.
Yeah, they were like. Yeah.
I know, I remember.
Jack Cassidy, David Cassidy's dad got drunk, cigarette, died in a fire.
You taking over Marvin Gaye's dad killed
him? Yeah, I told you, Marvin Gaye's house.
Jesus.
722 Elm, where the Menendez boys.
Do your sons ever question you on this now?
You know, I said older? To her, my ex did.
Yeah, she did. She thought you were insane?
Yeah.
Kind of morbid, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's what I'm telling her. She's like, wow. And then she said this, what everybody says. When are we doing that tour? People like it.
That's what everybody says.
They all want to go.
Do you Google like a picture of Janis Joplin and show them who you're talking about?
See, I did a little bit like our guy did. Didn't you have a buddy that ran Graveyard?
Matt, my buddy Matt used to do it. Yeah.
Okay, those guys.
Gave tours of famous people's homes and deaths and murders, all that shit.
It's one of the best tours in LA.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I went to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Because that's over in Brentwood, not far from where LeBron's at. But when you get there, I stole a page out of their playbook and you go to Spotify and fire up one or two of her songs.
Okay.
So you play that. Marvin Gaye, you play the song.
Yeah.
You set together the playlist. Yeah. But I give credit. When you do that Graveline tours, right? It's not Grayline, it's Graveline. And when you do it, they play the soundtrack.
Yeah.
See, because when you do the celebrity TMZ tour, one of those, dude, you have no idea. They just pull up in front of a mailbox.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're like, this is where Steve McQueen lived. Like, oh. Man, what if we took down Ally McGraw right there?
I told you, man, when I was a kid, my buddy lived in Walter Matthau's old house. So those damn buses would pull up nonstop when we're in the driveway. So this is where Walter Matthau lives. No, he doesn't.
Okay. Are you going to take my tour? Or are you going to pay $65
I have nightmares on the door.
Yeah, sit next to some chick that looks like Shelley Winters. Can you lean back? That's Walter Matthau's house. Fuck that. My tour is okay. Yeah. So we did all that, but we're going to go out to Catalina. We'll go around the back part of the island.
Yeah.
And figure out where she was.
There you go.
We'll throw a rose out there because we're classy.
Is that right? Is that right?
Pay tribute. God,
are you bringing both the boys or just Jack for this one?
I don't know. Cade's, I got to say, dude, those guys stepped up. So Christmas, they were like, hey, we ordered a couple of things. They're running a day or two late. I was like, fine. Cade got me a signed Van McElroy picture.
Nice.
Making an interception against the Packers.
Nice.
And Jack got me a shirt. And then they got me a couple other things. But it's
That's cool.
It's a Jack Murphy Stadium shirt.
I like it.
I said to him, and it's in the brown and gold colors, says the Murph, never forget. I said to him, I go, dude, it's where the first show took place.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I was telling him, you know who we got to get in? I'll get the Natalie Wood person. You've got one person we got to get in. Can you get Trevor Hoffman in here?
I could try. Yeah. I don't see Trevor as much as I used to, but I could try.
Dude, I was just telling Jack about those early shows.
Yeah.
Where he would fire baseballs into the booth.
Yeah.
Dave and I would do the early pregame show, and we were down the first baseline, and Trevor was there running foul poles. And we knew him because we grabbed him for Hank's show or pre- and post-game shows. And he was basically our age.
Yeah.
But he would sit at just first base and heckle us, no matter what we said. Padres play tonight at 7. No, we don't! No, we don't. Wrong. And dude, we'd laugh at everything. And then he'd run foul pole to foul pole. And then he'd come back and we'd be like, you know, Dave, the one thing about tonight, shut up. And dude, I just was telling Jack. And then him, Doug Bockler.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are a couple other guys. And it was like they were like at the fair.
Yeah, those guys were cool. Remember the guy that got super pissed at me because he heard the show coming in? I was critical. It was Wally Joyner.
Yeah, Joyner.
Joyner like was furious with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we whatever.
Yeah.
We'll be like fine.
You? Okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Caminiti, we're good.
Yeah. But then they would get a bucket of baseballs and just chuck baseballs into our booth. And like I was saying to Jack, it's not like they were throwing them 90 miles an hour, but to throw from first base and get into the booth, you got to hum at about 60. So about $5,000 worth of equipment up there. Dave and I are ducking and like ducks on the pond. But no, just telling those stories, man, and how funny it was. Yeah, it'd be cool to get him in.
I do want you to get Bryce Miller in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bryce has became a Patreon subscriber in the last month.
Yeah, he's been traveling, but I'll text him tonight and see if he can come in.
There you go. Yeah, I'd like to get him in. That'd be cool. Hey, I want to mention Dan Williams. Dan Williams, again, he's the guy that wants to help you right now with the rental market. Not what you can do in San Diego exactly with rental property, but what you can do outside of San Diego and actually really benefit. Look, it's one of those situations where Dan has done his research, and look, this is one of those deals where you don't want to pass up. If you're one of those people that says, look, rental properties aren't doing what they used to do, but I can make money somewhere else, Dan does have the answer for you. 858-688-6813. 858-688-6813.
Yeah, Dave, the thing that we say about Dan, it's all about one thing, more money, less worry, and greater joy. Really, really want you to check out the videos that we have. It's the Calm series. They're currently there. 10 short but helpful videos. Going to help you understand money and master your cash and debt. So, so important any time of year. But especially as we get ready to start 2024, you want to make sure that you have your finances in order right out of the gate. Because if you get behind, man, it's impossible to get caught up, or it can be incredibly difficult. Dan's online, sandiegolending.us. That phone number is 858-688-6813, or you can always email him, daniel@sandiegolending.us.
If you're looking to sell your home, the person getting the most for it is Brian Curry. Right now, interest rates are starting to come down a little bit, so at the same time, That might have been the thing that has held you up, or the interest rates of your next property. To call Brian Curry, see exactly where things are going and when is the right time to sell your home. He'll give you great advice. And again, he will look out for you. That's how he works, is he goes by word of mouth. That's how his success is. Brian Curry is the person you want to put you in the neighborhood of your dreams. Make sure you give Brian a call at 619-251-1588. 619-251-1588.
Current Powerball is, I think, $670 million.
Right?
Yeah. So you win it, you clear, we've talked about this, 700, 800, well, no, you clear 300, probably 350. Where are you going? Right now, you've got $350 million. You can go anywhere in San Diego. Where do you think you're going? Would you go La Jolla?
No, I would not. I would never live in La Jolla. Too far, man. Everything's too far from the freeway.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
Would you go downtown?
No, I would never go downtown.
Del Mar?
closer to Del Mar. Encinitas, Del Mar, the farms. But oh. No, I'm not doing La Jolla or downtown.
Yeah, it's just funny because driving around, we were looking, you were at my condo in La Costa.
Yeah.
I was talking with my old roommate, Laura, yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy, man. When you type in your address, we typed in that address. I haven't lived in that place in 21 years.
That's funny. I drive by there every week. Is that crazy now?
Right in that general area?
I drive right by that street before you make the right turn.
Yeah. And right down Alga.
Yep.
And so I typed in our address, and she lives in Texas now. And I go, holy shit. Look at this. She bought that condo, $98,000, because it was
amazing.
Going into foreclosure. The current estimated value on that is $800,000. But on YouTube, there was a video that took you through the house. And I sent her that, and she's like, whoa, that's crazy. But then there was the Redfin from when she'd sold it, and it had like 25 pictures. And look really, really fun. But I said to her, I go, man, that would be the place. I'd go right there, even though it's not even close to an $800,000 condo. I would go and say, yeah, I want this place. I want it. I'll buy it. I'll live in La Costa. I'll overpay because it's one of my favorite places that I've ever lived. But no matter what neighborhood you want to go, maybe you do want to go to La Jolla. As Dave said, he'd go out to the farms, El Cajon. I know none of you want to live out there, but some of you have to because it's part of your parole. And anywhere else, just give Brian Curry a call. Check him out online, briancurryrealestate.com. Again, briancurryrealestate.com. Or give him a call at 619-251-1588.
Nothing like going into the 2024 with a brand new pool. That's why Alan Taylor is who you want to talk to. TaylorMade Pools. Look, call and ask about available financing. It's much easier than you think to get the pool of your dreams and create a ton of family memories. Alan Taylor's phone number is 619-449-4452, 619-449-4452.
Well, it starts with a call to Dan because you rearrange your finances. How many things, has there been anything that you've restructured recently and gotten rid of as far as things you were paying for?
No, I haven't. It's funny you say that. No, I haven't.
I got rid of, I told my kids and their mom, I'm like, look, you're on your own. I covered their YouTube TV for like 2 years. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing this shit anymore. What am I doing? I never even watch it. Yeah. I didn't even like YouTube TV.
Yeah.
I got it for Sunday Ticket. But I'm like, okay, you're on your own. Now, that's only $85 a month.
Yeah.
But there's different things that happen.
So who pays it? Do the kids pay it or the wife pays it?
Yeah, she's going to pay
it. Okay.
Yeah,
how did that go over?
I'll let you know when I care. I'm like, I'm done paying it. I don't even live there. But the point being is that if you start to restructure your finances, I think it's one thing we skip over, but we really shouldn't when you talk about financing available at TaylorMade Pools. Because so many things we finance, maybe it's a car, I don't know, whatever else you pay off, computer, TV, right?
Yeah.
And then you have them. By the way, it took me 2 hours to realize we finally have two TVs out here. Nice job by these guys.
Oh, you didn't realize the TV?
No, I've been sitting here.
Turn around, look at the one behind you. It's a big-ass giant TV behind
you. Dude, it's great.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah.
It's like a sports bar in here all of a sudden.
Dude, it's going to be incredible during baseball season.
That's why I did it, so you didn't tell me to change the channel. Get off that fucking Dodger game.
Dude, every night. It's such bullshit. Dodger's going up on the top TV, too. But no, when you rearrange and certain things you pay off and you pay them off and you go, That's great. Like your car, you pay off your car, and then guess what? You start thinking about, well, I probably got to get a new car because I've had this one for 5 years. You know, you're not going to have to worry about doing is paying off your TaylorMade pool and then thinking, oh, I got to get another one because it's going to be so nice. It's going to be the nicest one on the block that all of a sudden you're going to be like, that's the easiest payment I make each and every month because it gives me 30 days a month worth of pleasure. It starts with a phone call to Alan. 619-449-4452. The celebrity pool is Natalie Wood. Natalie Wood is our celebrity pool. And so give him a call, 619-449-4452.
There you go. All right, so here we go. We're going how old are they and how much are they worth? And we're going January 2nd.
Okay.
We're going with, hey, look at this, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh, that's good. I should know this. 25.
Exactly right.
$340
million. $400
million. Nice. How many of that does he have to give to that fucking guy? That dude, that is the weirdest business arrangement I've ever heard.
Dude, if I was him, I wouldn't listen to anything his dad has to say from here on out.
Yeah.
He sits here and he quotes his dad. I'm like, dude, you're out of your fucking mind.
Dude, terrible.
$5,000 batting cage costs you $22 million?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Ouch.
Good God. All right, next one, Cuba Gooding Jr. You and I saw him in a Ducks playoff game. Remember
Very that? Nice guy.
Yep.
I'm going to say 61.
He is 56.
Shit.
Not as much as I thought.
You know, his dad was a singer. That song, Everybody Plays the Fool. No that's way. His dad, Cuba Gooding Sr. Wow. It's a great song, old R&B. I like Cuba Gooding. What happened to that guy? He kind of fell off, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Was he a Me Too guy?
He must have been an asshole.
But he was so nice at the Ducks.
Yeah, he was happy the Ducks are winning.
$10 million?
That's pretty close. $12 million.
Ah, shit. He's fine. He can get a Natalie Wood pool.
All right, see if you get this one. Kate Bosworth.
I like her. 38.
You've learned to go low. 41.
Okay, that's good. $12
million. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Here's one that I am not a fan of, man. I can't stand this guy. Dax Shepard.
Dude, he was so funny on Punk'd.
Yes.
He was great on that. And then he married that little twerp. And boy, oh boy. But apparently his podcast is really funny.
Yeah, him and Kimmel are good friends.
Yeah. Dax Shepard, 46.
49.
49. I'm going to say $50
million. $40
million. Okay.
Not too bad. It's also Sean Walchuk's birthday that day. There you go.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
On the second, right?
On the second, just to remind
you. I just put them on the calendar I made.
There you go. All right, here we go. Five random questions written by Josh.
Okay.
What's the biggest risk you've ever taken?
Oh, I like that. Biggest risk. Dude, it might have been quitting 1090. Might have been quitting 1090, where we believed in this show. Knew it wasn't going to be with Saw. Incredibly long, man. We were out of work. We were out of work. About a year.
Time. Yeah, a long time.
About
then,
a year.
Then Fox Sports National hired us.
And then we got to do that.
Yep.
And it was great. Yeah, yep. I think probably that one.
Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of credit to my ex, too, for letting me do it. Because, dude, if I would have worked with Lee, it would have sucked. I'm sorry to be a dick. It just would have sucked. There's a lot of people you go around and you go, what was funny the other day, Kaplan pointed out, Scott sent me a text and we were dying laughing. Just one final note on 97.3. How about when Sills fired himself? Dan fired himself in the middle of the story. Fuck, that was
crazy
that
too.
That was fucking great. That was
great. Does that guy still live in San Diego?
Dude, I have no idea. I fucking love that. I loved when he jumped. I didn't really know that dude. So I was kind of on the outside of that whole Cilio. He was into it with Woods. He was into it with Kaplan. He was into it with Darren. Dude, he was into it with about five different shows. And we weren't one of them. We didn't get
No, he liked us.
He did?
Yeah, he liked us.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, I think that. What about for you?
I'd say just jumping into the radio business in general was a risk. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like one of those people are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, seriously. I mean, how many days? And you too, I'm sure. There are days you work for free just trying to show that you're worth something.
I think maybe too, going to Upper Deck, because I went into Upper Deck and made no money when I got there.
Yeah.
But fuck, man, it's been one of my favorite things I've ever done.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it.
Next question. What's your favorite snack?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. What if I was like mandarin oranges?
Tangerines. Just everywhere you went, you just brought tangerines with you?
Yeah.
Imagine you're that guy. I'd sit there and look at you across the table and just fucking tangerine peels all over the fucking table.
Well, Dave, I tell you what, if I'm having a bad day, you know what changes it? A handful of pistachios. Shut up. Bludgeon me right in the eye. I don't really know if I have one. You have one?
No, not really. Right now, I haven't had gummy bears in forever, but for some reason, yeah. I've been going to the store, and if I see gummy bears, I grab them.
I told you.
For the last month, I've been eating gummy bears. Yeah,
yeah, my friend Joe, when she was training in Jamaica, they were giving it to them in the heat because there's
protein. I think that's why I started getting them. That same brand.
Yeah, the gold one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, I think that's exactly why they're in my head.
Yeah.
Because you told me that fucking story.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, thanks, right? Joe. Yeah, she'll love that. I don't know. I don't get it a lot, but Kate and I will go out, and if we're watching a game or something, we'll go grab drinks and something. And only like if we're watching a game, like a Kings game or a movie, we'll pull teriyaki jerky.
Yeah.
But it's like $12 and you get like six pieces.
No way.
I don't buy it. What
the fuck happened there?
Yeah, I don't buy it very often. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you.
Good.
Because, after mandarin oranges and everything else, I don't get them all the time, but if I had one thing and you go, well, I don't want to get candy or something like that. Dude, I dig almonds.
Yeah. My wife eats them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can get almonds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't really have anything to go to.
All right. Next question. What is your guilty pleasure?
Oh, these stupid YouTube videos.
Yeah. I know. You fall down the hole.
Dude, these fucking guys camping in the snow. I'm absolutely the whole thing, Dave. So these guys have kind of like your Forerunner, but they
what Forerunner? What
do you well, mean? No, not your Forerunner. What do you got?
My truck.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then they trick out the back.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm fascinated by these guys.
Yeah.
Not the guy that has the big Winnebago or driving a school bus. No big deal. You're not doing anything there. But these guys take like a van. Or a pickup, and they do the back, and I'm always there's a couple things that I'm fascinated by. What is the sleeping situation back there?
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do you do that? And then I love when the guys start showing the kitchen, like, or the cooking setup. And they all they have this thing. It's probably if you laid your computer down flat. They have these stoves, right? And every one of these dudes pulls out the cutting board. And they're dicing, and they look like goddamn Bobby Flay. I go, how do these guys do this? And they start chopping up tomatoes, onions, parsley, the whole thing. And I want to know, I judge every video by what's for dinner.
Oh, that's funny.
And sometimes these guys, this guy last night, he's like, I'm in 25 below weather. I'm truck camping.
Yeah.
They got a dog with them. So there's always a dog fucking like Bama fucking around in the snow, completely oblivious to the cold, which is great. And then this guy pulls out the stove and he starts making a goddamn steak. And he's throwing chives. And then they go, hey, you know what? We're going to make a little Texas style chili. I go, look at this maniac. But then you got the guy and he's like, Christ.
Yeah.
We're going to boil some water and we're going to make ramen. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, if you get fucking cold fingers and then you watch and they're like, okay, it's about 10 o'clock. We're going to shut it down. We'll see everybody in the morning. And you watch and then it shows up 1:15. Oh, what happened? Hey, diesel heater went out. And now in the truck, it's about negative 11. Oh, shit. And I watch all of them. But this is what I do, Dave, because you can go and you like how you see a movie in 3D?
Yeah.
I watch these, but I keep my patio door open. So now I got that cold wind coming in. So I can relieve.
There you go. In Southern California.
Yeah, in Southern California. under about 11 blankets.
Nice.
With Clyde the Man hanging out. So yeah, that's it. I love them. There's two or three a night. That's funny, I lose every night. I'm like, I'm going to get 8 hours sleep. And then I start watching these maniacs camping out in Alaska. I love it.
Your YouTube search history is so much different than mine. I'm just looking at like hot weather chicks in Spain.
Like, yeah, I did watch. I'll tell you what I watched the other day. You'll like this as a music guy.
Yeah.
You like the Chili Peppers?
Yes, I do.
Chad Smith.
Okay.
They did this video. Dude, I'm telling you, for anybody, Dave, I'm telling you, watch this. You'll love it. Chad Smith goes on this show. It's a show for drummers.
Okay.
And they throw you into a studio and you listen to a song and you try to play along.
Okay.
It's a song that you don't know. Really funny show because yeah. Some guys are pretty good. The band is 30 Seconds to Mars. Jared Leto.
Okay.
Really cool band. His brother Shannon is the drummer. So Chad Smith's sitting there. And dude, it is like a fast, fast rock and roll song. He's never heard it.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, what is this? They start playing it. And he goes, oh, it's in threes. And he starts playing. Dude, this fucking guy nails it.
Really?
Has never heard the song in his life, is not hearing the drum track. He is just playing live and creating it. There's two things to watch. Watch the Chad Smith video playing, and then watch this video that they have. It's called a smash up, and it's basically like 10 or 12 different like music teachers, drummers, all these different people that are watching that same video, freaking out, losing their mind that he's never heard any of it and picks it up and just nails. It's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and then cool. I like watching guys in their garage sing Hard Luck Woman.
Is that right?
Two Kiss covers.
All right, here we go. What's the worst advice you've ever given?
Oh, that I've ever given?
Yeah. I don't think most people think they've ever given bad advice.
Oh, no. See,
people don't think they give bad advice, right?
Well, I always say, I don't know if I'm your best friend or I'm your worst friend because I don't judge people.
But you give advice to people. Like you'll say, why don't you do this?
Yeah. I mean, I told JFK the weather's nice.
You did. Put the top down. You did.
Fuck.
You did.
Fuck.
That was a bad one.
That was a bad one. I told...
Told Natalie Wood it was a big boat. Don't worry.
Yeah, I told Sonny Bono skiing's great. Fuck.
You told Rosemary Kennedy, you just keep doing what you're doing at the dinner table. You'll be fine.
Dude, I told Paul Walker, fuck it, you drive like a bitch.
Fuck. That's bad advice.
Bad.
That's true.
Just lean into the turn. Fuck.
That's true.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
There's some bad ones.
That was it. I told John Belushi, hey, have you met my friend Kathy? Fuck. That was bad. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I had quite a few bad days. What about you?
Told Bob Saget, sleep it off.
Yeah. Too soon.
Too soon. Okay. Okay. That's the line with Bob Saget. He was a guest on the show, remember?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Felt like a friend. I didn't know after his passing, you were looking to fucking tell jokes.
It's been a while. What are you,
Jeffrey Ross over here? It's been a
while. Jeffrey Ross is underrated as hell.
Yeah, I mean, JFK was 63. I think I'm okay. 60 years ago. You're over here, fucking guy passed away a week ago. Where's that Saget material?
Passed away a week ago. Jesus. Oh, okay. You just ripped off 10 of them. Jesus Christ. Fuck, man. All right, last one. Do you have a goal for 2024?
Goal for 2024. I had one that I told people, but it was just... Oh, you know what? Yeah, I did have one.
Yeah.
I won't say specific to the people
okay.
who it was for. But a lot of times, if somebody's having a bad day, right?
Yeah.
And you go, here, let's just do this. You go, hey, man, it sucked. I went to lunch with Costa and, you know, we went and, man, it felt like for the 10th day in a row, Mike didn't pay. I have to pay.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's 100% normal. But in that scenario, so often we point out like why Mike is this or that or the other person, the third party. I said to this friend of mine, I'm not going to do that shit anymore. I don't, that's a terrible example because Mike's a brother, but you know what I'm saying, Dave, when you talk to people and the third party has contributed to a bad day. And often if we know that third party, we'll say A, B, C.
Yeah.
I said, I don't give a fuck. The third party is going out of it. I'm just going to talk to you about you, good days, whatever. If you just need something to kind of change the vibe, I'll remind you of funny things. And it was my son and I were in North County the other day, and I drove by the Star Theater, and it's where I told that story. And I don't think my son knew it, but I called all my buddies that were involved. And the Star Theater is where I told you I was 17 years old. Me, my buddy Boom, my buddy Tommy, my buddy Cheech and I went to the Star Theater because it was the porn theater in Oceanside.
Yeah.
It's got this huge marquee. And I just said, we walked in and we bought tickets and the guy working was like, he looked like Brian Dennehy.
Yeah.
He just, life had clearly fucking shortchanged this guy. And so we go and we buy tickets and he's in this little ticket booth. And then we go to the concession stand and he cannot figure out what we're doing there. Like, what? And I told you, I bought hot tamales, popcorn, probably an RC Cola, that fucking place. And the guy the whole time is just like, what?
Yeah.
I'll take hot tamales. I'll take popcorn, no butter. Give me that large RC. Huh? Like, what the fuck? And then we go in and we couldn't figure out why nobody was sitting in the middle of the theater. Everybody's up in the corners. I guess we'll just take the middle. And my son's just dying, right? Because how often at 16 do you have your dad telling you about, when I was your age, we snuck into this fucking porno theater and I was such an idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the hot tamales are stale. And Tommy's like, the fucking guy hasn't sold hot tamales in 20 years, you dumb shit. He's up there selling lube. Oh, well, fuck, you can't even shake them. There's no noise. They should sound like one of those mariachis. Fuck. Just sit up there in the corner. Why you got a raincoat on? And my son was just like, what the fuck? And
Was he blown away that there were theaters?
Yeah. I mean,
everybody has access so easy now. Was he just like, well, what do you mean there are theaters?
Yeah, that's like what Dan said the other day. You asked me, what do I know too much about? And Dan said, vintage porn. I was like, 100%. But I called all of my buddies.
Yeah.
So I was telling my son, and dude, we were dying. None of us had thought of it in 1,000 years. And we were laughing about the old guy. And just the fact that we were all so oblivious.
Yeah.
I guess we'll take the middle. Fuck.
Did anyone tell you to shut the fuck up?
No, they just looked at us like the complete idiots that we were.
Nobody makes eye contact, but you're making eye contact with everybody.
Yeah. Jesus. It's GA, guys. You can move around. Dude, we're so stupid.
Completely ruined the whole experience for these perverts.
Yeah, they all start leaving. Oh, I didn't know it was over. All right, later. What are you doing now? Yeah. Don't you teach at San Diego? not a highlight. But
oh my god.
Like I said, just catching up with you, probably that's the biggest thing too.
Yeah.
Is just staying in regular contact with my friends and laughing and doing that kind of shit. Cause I mean, most of the things we have are not real highlights, but they're pretty goddamn funny. What about for you?
You know what, man? I used to always try and do something different, or in my mind at least, heading into the new year. It wasn't like working out. I was hating when people say that shit because anyone who joined, well, you'll see it now that you're at a gym. Everyone joins the gym and you see these crazy amount of people for 3 weeks and then they all disappear. But you can't get into a gym. It's so packed because everyone's like, this is the year I lose weight. But I remember 27 to 2018, I remember going, in 2018, I'm going to do my best to go to everything I'm invited to.
Oh, nice.
And I'm just going out and I'm going to go out and I'm going to travel. I'm going to do shit I haven't done. And so like last year, Rita and I went to Nashville to see Josh. Then we went to New York. It was a great week. But in 32 years of being married, it's only the second vacation we ever went on because I was coaching baseball. So it was a good time. But man, as you know, on 2018, January 1st, my dad killed himself.
Yeah.
Completely changed the whole year. Then a few months later, Jake dies. And then so it was like, dude, I'm never doing this again as far as giving you what I plan on doing. And so I'll be honest with you, what I'm looking forward to most in 2024 is Josh getting married.
Yeah.
And so Josh getting married, and it'll be really hard when I do it, but I'm speaking for Josh because Jake's not there. So there's no best man at this wedding. So it's going to be empty. People realize, you know, there's no best man.
Yeah.
And he asked me to speak for him. And it's the one time as his dad, because I never say shit about Josh, but you know I'm proud of him.
Dude, he's the greatest.
And it's the one time I get to brag and tell in front of everybody how much he means to me. So I'm really looking forward to speaking on Jake's behalf. Have
the date set yet?
Yeah, August 31st.
Okay.
Yep. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that wedding. And so I don't know, man, I don't do my list of things I used to do. And I did that my whole life as far as this year I'm doing this and fuck that. That all stopped in 2018.
Yeah. No, fuck that. All right. Listen, for everybody out there, have a very, very safe and happy New Year's Eve. Don't forget 888-669-0295 for any of you that make a mistake. Dave, happy New Year to you. You too. We will. It's funny, man. Yeah, I got that picture from being right down here with Jake on New Year's Eve. I love that picture. Keep it forever. But we'll be back here. I think we'll see you Tuesday night, January 2nd, right?
Exactly.
Talk about Alabama's big win, and we'll give you a full recap on Monday Night Raw.
That's the goal. All right.
Christmas tree, boy, you better watch out for that sneaky backscreen door. I love